The cast of A Midsummer Night's Dream is working out a few kinks, like finalizing lines with a few rehearsals left. After a year of virtual shows and classes, this marks Mill Mountain Theater's first in-person performance since 2019. The stage area for Shakespeare is the front lawn of Heights Community Church in Grandin Village. Director Victoria Buck says using this space, a matter of feet from busy neighborhood streets, brought its share of challenges.
We realized we were going to need to put the sound system into use, and so we were talking about mics and having to look at rentals because we didn't have enough. And then we realized because they have to put masks on backstage to be safe while they're not on stage, we were going to have a lot of noise interference if their mics were on their cheeks because the masks were going to be going on and off. And so we decided we have to put them in their hairline, which then of course affects, you can't touch your face, you can't gesture near your head because we get that excess noise.
Assistant Artistic Director Peyton Mullador says Mill Mountain Theater's COVID compliance officers put in their share of work.
7 members of the cast are vaccinated. Our full staff is vaccinated, and that leaves only a few people who aren't, who we are testing every week before performances. And then that, coupled with distancing everyone, masking off stage, making sure everyone is 6 feet apart, really is a good trial run for what we're doing when we come back into the real theater in mid-June.
Capacity for the audience, around 60 people, will be set in their lawn chairs with groups 6 feet apart. Opening night for Midsummer is Saturday with no reservations needed for this pay-what-you-can show. I'm Jeff Bossert.